Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome to December 13th on the Village Kids Advent Podcast. We are on an adventure this Christmas, journeying to the manger and understanding what does Advent have to do for our whole family? What all these characters? This is an adventure like no other adventure. And we've gotten to see some of these characters so far, and we're going to continue on this incredible journey. So I have a very special guest with me today. I'm going to have her introduce herself. What is your first name, special guest?
Lena.
And Lena, what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
So what's your favorite thing about kindergarten?
We get to do recess.
Yep, that is a popular favorite thing of kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Recess is pretty fantastic.
It's actually the best day of my life.
The best day of your life? Yep, I think that makes sense. I'm a big recess fan too. You know what's harder about getting older sometimes is that I don't have recess.
Yep.
Yep. And so I'm going to ask you a couple questions to get to know you first before we jump into our big material. What are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
I like to open presents and hang out like with my family. Mm-hmm. We get to celebrate Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty exciting, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some pretty good stuff. What is your favorite adventure that you have been on?
Adventure. Okay. When we were with a grandma in Florida, just me and Mom and Bella, we went on a adventure and we had to like say hi to people, pick up leaves, pick up rocks. It was fun.
That sounds like a good nature adventure. And so when you're on these kind of adventures, what is one of your favorite thing about adventures?
We get to look at stuff and see if they're like cool or like the colors of the leaves and finding things.
Yeah, so like you get to see like new things, right? And kind of like see what all the things that God has created.
Yeah, like a nature walk.
Yeah. What does a nature walk make you feel? Like, are you like...
Makes me feel like if it's like long, like mm-hmm. a long field trip, I would want somebody to hold me because my legs get tired.
You're like, this is enough. Time to be done.
Yeah.
Is that your least favorite thing about adventures? Is that sometimes they're a little too long or what else? What else do you think?
Yeah. I also think when we're going too far away to our house, I'm like, Mom, Dad, can we go home? They're like, no.
They're like, you must continue in this adventure. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
And so sometimes you're right. Adventures can get a little too long. And you're like, this is past the time where it's fun. Do you think that Mary and Joseph on their adventure to the manger and like what they were experiencing, do you think that they started to feel like, this is getting a little too long?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think they felt that?
Because Mary, her baby had to get out.
That's right. And as you've probably seen in your life, pregnant women who are very pregnant, they just want to have the baby, right? They're like, okay, we're done. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, but I know Auntie Rachie, her baby got out.
That's right. And that's the whole point, right? That's what we hope for. We want the baby to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we're talking about today is the big birth, right? To be born. And so, Lena, tell me, where are we going today? Where are we talking about today?
Jesus was born.
Yep. And his arrival into our world was hard, would you say? Yeah. And so I'm hoping today that we will just really understand what Jesus' birth was like. But I have a quick question for you, Lena. How would you know if you were seeing a royal birth? What do you think would be different about the birth of a king or a queen, compared to your birth or to mine?
Because he has to be like all comfy and cozy. Mm-hmm. But Jesus didn't have to be like that because he had to be in a barn that was super dirty.
Yeah, right? And so that's kind of unexpected, right? Because you're right, most royal births would be comfy and cozy. Maybe there's a lot of really important people there and everyone's making sure everything is so clean and fancy, don't you think?
Yeah.
Everyone's getting the best stuff ever.
Yeah, but God's not like that.
No, he's not like that. His kingdom, a lot of times, it's kind of like the exact opposite of what we're thinking it was going to be like. And so today we see that the greatest king was born, but it was not what we expected, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And so in today's story, where are we in the Bible? Mary and Joseph, where did they just arrive? What city did they arrive into?
Bethlehem.
Yep. And why did they have to go there?
Because they were trying to find a house for
Mary to have the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had to be in Bethlehem because the Roman emperor ordered everyone to go to the town where their family came from. And Joseph's family was from Bethlehem, so they had to pick up everything.
But
go on over.
But there's like these people that had owned these like hotel things and it didn't have enough room. But this man said, "You can use my stable for a bed."
Do you think that was exciting to them?
No.
Yeah, it's probably like being out in the middle of nowhere, but it was definitely probably like, oh dear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like dirty, like, uh-oh.
Yeah, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So let's look out for all of the different problems that Mary and Joseph had while I read this passage. And we're reading the passage of Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 7.
Okay.
While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She gave birth to her first son. There were no rooms left in the inn. So she wrapped the baby with cloths and laid him in the box where the animals were fed.
Ew.
Right? So what are the problems we see there?
So he had to get wrapped in a cloth and go, and animals got feeded.
Right. That's gross, right?
Yeah.
So you're right. The first problem we see is that he had to be wrapped in cloths. Do you think they were really clean? Do you think they were new?
No.
I know. He had to have like kind of dirty cloths probably. I mean, we're just kind of guessing on that part, but this didn't sound like a very clean environment. They're away from their home. They don't have their family and friends surrounding them. They're probably overwhelmed. And here they are having to give birth in a stable. Have you ever been in a barn before where animals are being fed?
Yeah.
What did it smell like?
Stinky.
Right.
Like stinky socks or something.
Yeah. Kind of like actually animal poop.
Ew.
I know. That's what happens in a barn. The animals don't have like a bathroom. They like go there and it smells.
That's funny.
And so we see that Mary and Joseph, they were having to face one problem after another problem. And what do you think the moment that Jesus was born felt like for Mary?
Hard.
Yeah. Why?
Because it was like starting to push out.
I know. Having like, a baby is some rough work, isn't it? Yep.
Like it's great she did.
And she did like a wonderful mom, right?
Yeah, but she didn't like go like in a barn.
Do you think she was thankful she did not have to have her baby in a barn?
Yes.
Yes, I think Auntie Rachie was thankful she also didn't have her baby in a barn. And so what challenges did Mary and Joseph face while giving birth to Jesus? We've talked about those. And we see that Jesus was born in this humble place and the circumstances didn't look very good. And so I bet it was kind of overwhelming. But what does that make you think about Jesus? Seeing his big birth, what does it make you think about him? That he would be so humble to come and be born in a barn?
Like, scared.
Oh, why?
Because he wanted to go, like, in a house or...
Oh, so they would be scared, yeah. So what does it make you think about Jesus? That he would come in such, like, a humble way? He'd be willing to come and be laid in an like, animal trough.
This is a hard question. I don't even know what it means.
Yeah. Do you think that means that Jesus loved you so much that he was like, I don't need the real treatment?
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe we see also that Jesus was like, actually, I'm not coming.
I think I know what you need. I think he was like, it's okay. We can go in there.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing that like the God of the universe was willing to come and be in that kind of circumstance?
Yeah. And people, I think they were making fun of him because they had to go in a house. Like not in a house. Like
in a stable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. There might have been people who like had a hard time or they were like, what is that lady doing? Why is she giving birth in a barn? Yeah, we don't know. But we never know who could have been around and what they could have been thinking. But I think you're right. For me, it makes me think that Jesus loved us so much, right? And that he was trying from his birth to show us that he was different than we expected him to be. Everyone thought he was going to come in and he was going to be this great, mighty ruler. And he was like, no, I'm a gentle shepherd. And I'm gentle and lowly, and actually my love for you is so big and wide. What do you think Jesus' love for you feels like, Lena?
Like happy and exciting, and he loves us so much.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Sometimes when I think about Jesus' love, I just think about how it's like warm.
And cozy.
And cozy. That's exactly right. It feels like light that just makes me feel safe. Shows me myself. It's good stuff. Lena, will you close us in prayer for today?
Dear God, I hope all of your family and friends will feel good, and we can just have a good podcast today and a good party today, and we have a good time, and no one gets sicky, and Daddy, when he goes on a run, he'll come back, and then and Papa, when they're in their trip, they'll get come back home safely, and I hope no one will get sick because Deanna and baby James are sick, and I hope they get better and none of people get sick and no one gets COVID and we can all feel better. Amen.
Amen. All right, Lena, can you close our podcast today by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow.